Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys for joining us this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we are totally grateful. Tonight's topic is, what are you thankful for? So, you know, this time of year, many people are celebrating the holidays, and then you have some people who have lost loved ones. And this is a hard time for them during the year. So it's people like us that can share what we're grateful for, what we're thankful for, to help pick them up and bring them to a place of gratitude and not sorrow. So the Lord gave me this topic about 3 years ago. This is our third annual one. And we're going to be sharing tonight. So my guest is going to be you. So those who are listening by internet, you got to dial in to participate. But you'll be dialing in at 929-477-2178, pressing option 1, and we'll bring you live. But we're going to be sharing, what are you thankful for? So I am so grateful. My thankfulness is just understanding that I am a child of the Most High God, that I have my life, my health, my strength, my family, my church family, and living a life of purpose no longer existing. That's what I'm thankful for. And I'm thankful that God chose me to be the mouthpiece for On Fire to Inspire. I'm so grateful and honored that he chose me to do so. I tell you, I can't even begin to share how grateful I am about that. But we're going to take callers as you all get the nerve to call in. You don't have to, you know, say your own name if you don't want to. You're welcome to do so, but you don't have to if you don't want to. But if you want to share, press 1 on the number of 929-477-2178, and we will bring you live with us so you can share with us what you are thankful for. We have our first caller. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. And what are you thankful for, caller?
I am so grateful for you, Miss Aaliyah Butler, and your show. And this is Isna, your friend. And I know I don't oftentimes get a chance to chime in, going and doing a lot of different things, but I am grateful that I am also walking in my purpose. I'm thankful that I was awakened this morning because I am one of those individuals who did lose someone dear to me. Last week, my god sister passed away, and it made me truly mindful that we have to start letting people know while we yet can how much they mean to us, how much we love them, how much we appreciate them while they're still able to hear. I don't want someone looking over my casket saying, oh, I wish I could have told her how much she meant to me. So I'm telling you today, thank you for your obedience in doing this and being consistent with it. And regardless to how many times you have people calling in or not, you still are consistent. And so with that said, I'm grateful that I'm able to get on your call tonight and say I'm grateful for the breath of life. I'm grateful for a sound mind because it wasn't always sound. I'm grateful for new beginnings and for today. Today is the only moment we have, which is the power of now. Tomorrow hasn't come, so we can't count on it. But love people today. Give people their flowers today. Call somebody you got aught with today and make it right. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to say this and to show forth love of my people, my family, my children, and my friends. So thank you so much, and I give thanks.
Thank you, Esma, for sharing with us tonight. We appreciate that you're getting us started off. Sometimes people get nervous, and they're like, you know. So thank you so much for sharing with us. And, you know, sometimes when you have a loved one pass away, it's like an eye-opener. And so I'm grateful for you and thankful that you were able to dial on in and share with us this evening. Thanks again.
Thank you. Love you.
Yes, ma'am. Love you, too. All right, guys and ladies and gentlemen. So tonight's topic is what are you thankful for? And the guest is you. So if you are listening by internet, you're going to have to dial in to participate. It's 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and we can bring you on. Let us know, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? You know, it's not just that she's thankful for living a life of purpose. She's thankful for her life, her health, her strength, being in her right mind. I give God praise because many times life happens and we allow life. We have another caller. Thank you for calling in tonight. Who do we have sharing with us?
Minister Janice Scott.
Hi, Miss Janice Scott. Thank you for dialing in. What are you thankful for this evening?
First and foremost, as always, I am thankful for being alive, for being a Christian, a God-fearing Christian. That's first and foremost. I put God first.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And also thankful for meeting you on LinkedIn. I had sent my information in. Hopefully you got everything, and we can do some follow-up. But I'm thankful that I found you on LinkedIn because, you know, it's an awesome thing that you're doing. Continue to inspire and spread the word and be a light. And just want to say that to you. And thankful because my mom is 92 years old and she's still with me.
Amen.
And so it's a blessing. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. 92 years young. I tell you, that is a blessing. Amen,
yes.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and prayerfully we'll be able to get you on our calendar before this year is out. And if not, we'll definitely get you on for 2019.
Okay, so looking forward to it and looking forward to meeting you, and keep up the great work. Love you much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. I tell you guys, I'm so honored. Bye-bye. I'm so honored, you know. Many times when God gives you an assignment such as this, you're like, okay, God, I know me personally. I was like, ooh, I don't know if I could do that. But I thank God that I walked in obedience because I've met so many beautiful people, like the minister that just spoke, like other people that I've met in other venues. And I just give God praise because there's nobody but him doing a work in me, and I just give him praise. We're about to celebrate in a couple of weeks. We're getting ready to celebrate our 4th anniversary. So we just give God praise for being on the air for 4 years strong. The only time we've been off the air was when we went to Dove Awards, because they actually do the taping on Tuesday nights. That's our night to go live. And I think we had one night with technical difficulties. But other than that, for 4 years strong, we have been live. And we give God praise. So I just am so grateful and thankful for that. We have a couple people who are having some phone problems. Send me on the Facebook. But I want to just give you a couple of scriptures that the Lord laid on my heart earlier when I was just, you know, before him about the Thanksgiving and just looking at the scriptures of Thanksgiving. And Psalm 9:1 said, the English Standard Version said, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. And so just reminding him of how awesome he is, because he is so great. He's so gracious to us. And I tell you, there's nobody like him. And there's nothing that this life can give you that he can't. I'm telling you, you can't even put it into words when you understand who he is. You have a relationship with him. And, of course, you know, your Philippians 4:6-7, you know, being anxious for nothing, but in the prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, present your request to him. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, give will guard your heart and minds upon him. So for those who have, you know, recently lost loved ones, I know that I had a young lady who recently lost her mom in a tragic accident. And two ladies that are my Facebook friends that lost family members due to some domestic violence. So we are lifting them up in prayer, and we're giving God praise for the lives of the family members so that their legacies will continue to go on in what they've experienced. So we give God praise tonight. Remember, you're pressing one as you want to share what you're thankful for, what you're grateful for. This is our third annual show talking about what you're thankful for, what you're grateful for this holiday season. Thanksgiving is just in two more days. And so we are to give thanks to God each and every day. But this time of year, you know, you just want to remind people there's so much to be thankful for. When the Lord gave me this topic about 3 years ago, well, at the time I was going to do a replay of the show. And I said, okay, God, what show are we going to choose? And I kept hearing him say, what are you thankful for? And I'm like, oh, Lord, what does that mean? I mean, I'm thankful for everything. And so as we got closer to the hour, I said, okay, God, which show are we replaying? He said, you're not. You're going to do a live show of what are you thankful for. And your audience is going to be your guest. And they're going to share what they're thankful for. And you're going to hear the people who are having a hard time during this season. They're going to be lifted up. Their hearts are going to be lifted. Their spirits are going to be lifted. And they're going to be giving hope yet again. It's like a resuscitation that's going to be put back into them just hearing your voice as you're sharing with us what you're thankful for. So we thank the ladies that have shared so far. And for those of you who are listening by internet, you got to dial in to participate. There's 929-477-2178, option one, and we'll bring you live. If you're already on the line and you want to share, press option one. We'll bring you on to share. What are you thankful for? I tell you, there have been so many people who have talked about sicknesses this year, whether they had the flu or pneumonia, whatever. I give God praise for my health. I am just grateful. And one thing we got to realize is we got to take care of these temples. We can't put any and everything in these temples and think we're going to get something different out of it. So I'm thankful for, you know, being healthy and, you know, my health and wellness all in itself, making better choices. I thank God that he shifted my mindset to want to make better choices to take care of this temple. Because I only get one. I get one temple and one life. And so I just thank God for it. Now, some of you guys are listening and you want to share, don't forget you have to press one so that I will know that you want to share. But what are you thankful for? That's our topic tonight. And we were sharing some scriptures of thanksgiving as we had people chime in and share that want to share. One of the things that I love is to just hear the gratitude of people as they share testaments and testimonies of how good God has been. Because when you are obedient and you walk in this life as a faith walk, you know, he'll give you some things and you're like, wow. You know, you'll stop by a store and you're not understanding why you're stopping by that store, and he'll allow you to be a blessing. And I know that personally happened to me. I remember one time he said, stop by Aldi's, and y'all just bless me just as much as it blessed the person. But the Lord said, stop by Aldi's. So I stopped by Aldi's, and as I was in there, I picked up a couple of things, and then he said, okay, it's time to check out. I was like, okay, I got two items in my hand, but okay. But as I checked out, there was a lady in front of me with 12 cans of, I think, kidney beans. And I'm like, okay, wow, I've never seen anybody with that many cans of kidney beans. And so she was getting ready to pay, and the lady told her it was like $7.80-something. And she said, oh. And she said, how much is six? And I heard the Lord tell me clearly, this is why you're here. And so he had me pay for her. And so as I told the cashier, I said, go ahead and ring all of them up. I got her. And I gave her my card. And the lady was like, how much did you say it was? She didn't hear what had transpired. And the lady said, ma'am, she's taking care of all 12 for you. And y'all, this lady, she was an older lady, and she had tears in her eyes, and she just hugged me, and she said, thank you. So that right there in and of itself, so grateful and so thankful that I was obedient. I heard the Lord tell me to stop. I stopped, and I was able to be a blessing to somebody else. No, it wasn't a lot, but for her, it meant a lot. And you never know, that may have been her last because she couldn't afford to get the 12, but the Lord said, I sent you to give her that. So what are you thankful for this holiday season? Someone needs to hear from you. Someone needs to hear what you're thankful for, what you're grateful for. You have children. They're healthy. They're in the right mind. They are, you know, living a life that you raised them up in. None of them perfect, though. We know that. But we all are living out the life that God has called us to. And one of the things I'm also loving, and, you know, I think a lot of things you do as you're growing older, you come into a place of wisdom and understanding. And you say, you know what, Lord, I don't focus on the things that I don't have. I don't focus on the what if, but I focus on my now. And I focus on who you are as you lead me and guide me into all truth and the purpose and the plan, because it shall be fulfilled. And then if you want to take it even deeper, it's already been fulfilled. We're just awaiting the manifestation of it in the earth. So we just give God praise. Amen. Oh, I forgot. Okay, we got another caller. Here we go. Welcome to On Fire and Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight, and what are you thankful for tonight?
Hello, Aaliyah. My name is Kim, and I just wanted to take a moment to call in and thank you publicly. Thank you. I discovered your show about 3 years ago, and a quick testimony, I was in college, and I had taken a class, and I was failing the class. So I got up, and I walked out of class in the middle of the test, and I came home, got on Facebook. One of my favorite authors was Michelle Stimpson, and I found out that she was going to be a guest on your show. So that's how I discovered your show. And I called in, and you read to me your poem, Pregnant with Purpose. And then after you read that, I ended up buying your book, and it really blessed me. And this year, this is what I'm thankful for. This year, I actually graduated from college at the tender age of 50. Thank you so much. At the tender age of 50 years old, I finally obtained my bachelor's degree. And it's so funny that when I discovered you, it was the day that I had walked out of class because I was failing and I didn't know what I was going to do. But listening to your show every week encouraged me, and I was finally able to achieve my dream, achieve my goal. And I just wanted to say thank you so much, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Is exactly what you've done for me. You do?
I do remember you. I remember you. I remember your testimony. And I'm so glad that you're dialing in tonight. I'm telling you, I'm a big crybaby. It's just blessing me. But I remember you even dialed back in, and you said after you got the book, you purchased the book, you said you felt like that it was on your own personal book of encouragement. And that was his book straight to you. And so I give God praise for you. I give God praise, and thank you for sharing. That is an awesome testimony. You graduated this year. But the enemy wanted you to give up 3 years ago. Lord allowed you to call in that night, listen to the show. And I tell you, oh, my God, God is so faithful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you, Kim. Hallelujah. I tell y'all, God is so faithful. You never know whose lives you're touching, but you're just being obedient and doing what God has called you to do. And I give God praise for Kim's testimony, because I remember that show. I didn't realize it was 3 years ago, but I remember the show. I remember she said she was pretty much giving up. And I remember all of it like it was yesterday. So thank you again, Kim, for sharing that testimony. Oh, my God. It just brought tears to my eyes. So for those of you who are still listening, you want to share, press 1. What are you thankful for? What is it that you could say that you're thankful for to, for the others that are listening, whether they're listening live or they'll be listening to the recording, that it can be a blessing to them? Because there's somebody, like Kim just shared, that she graduated from college 6 months ago at the age of 50. And so there's someone that says, you know what, I thought about doing this, but I didn't think I could do it. But her testimony is a confirmation that I can do it. What is it that you're doing? What is that God has blessed you with this year? What is it that he's blessed you with even today that, you know, you could be a blessing to someone else as you're sharing? What is it? I tell you, I'm so elated and excited about what he's doing for his people, those who have an ear to hear, those who are being obedient, and you're not allowing your situation or circumstance to tell you anything differently. Because Kim could have said, you know what, I'm done, I'm failing this class, I'm just done. But then she wouldn't have reaped the fruit of her labor like she did. So congratulations, dear Kim. Oh, my God, I'm so excited for you. God is so faithful. Oh, my God, he is so faithful. So as you're walking out this thing that God is calling you to, the assignment, the gifts, the talents, and abilities, it's time for you to rise up. It's time for you to stand up and move into that calling. Had I not been obedient and continued to do what he's called me to do, it may have, Kim may have given up. I can't say she wouldn't have, but I thank God that he was able to have this show on the line. And I tell people all the time, this is not my show. I'm just a mouthpiece that he's chosen to use in this hour. So what is it that he's blessed you with this year? What is it that you're grateful for? Because so many people didn't make it. You know, did you walk away from a car accident that could have taken your life this year? Did you walk away from an accident that almost happened, but it didn't even happen because you saw he spared you? I remember there was an accident. My cousin and I were in the car, and it was like an angel stopped thing for us before we got up on it. And it was like, whoop. But what is it that you're grateful for? What is it that you're thankful for? What would you like to share tonight? Now, all the people on Facebook, y'all can't keep chatting. You got to actually call in at 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and we will bring you live to share. But we don't have the opportunity to be able to share via the online option right now. I started to do a Facebook Live, but I know that I would have been inundated on the Facebook Live and not be able to watch the phone lines as well. And that's what's actually being recorded. The phone lines are being recorded to be able to have a playback option for people who want to go back and listen later. Because I'm telling you, you're being such a blessing by just sharing. You know, we have had so many testimonies and testaments of how good God has been. I had a young lady reach out to me and tell me that she had had been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, and she had pretty much given up, but she got into a word-based church that's teaching her the kingdom of God, and our apostle actually spoke life into her, and honey, the girl came back to church a couple weeks ago and told us that she said, they did a bone density test, and there's no cancer. So we're seeing God's hand in so many ways. What is it that you want to share? What are you thankful for? I tell you so much that, you know, you can't even tell it all. But what is it that you're thankful for that you'd like to share tonight? We're not going to prolong the time, but I just wanted to do this annual show like we always do every year. This is our third year of What You're Thankful For. But what is it that you're thankful for? I know in Psalm 7:17, it says, English Standard Version says, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing praises to his name, praises of the name of the Lord Most High. I'm telling you, I will have a yet praise on the inside of me regardless of what I'm seeing. Death will kill me out on the inside of her regardless of what she saw. And she said, you know what? I'm not going to allow this class to tell me what I can't do. And she persevered and pushed through. She got her bachelor's, and congratulations. what is it that you're thankful for? What is it that God is calling you to that you've been procrastinating on, that you've been saying, I think I want to do this. I think I can do this, but this ain't the time. Okay, well, when is the time? When is it that you're going to take the time out and do what he's calling you to in this hour? This time, what are you thankful for? Calling you to fulfill the purpose and the plan for your life in the earth. This is a part of mine. I know it is, and I love doing it. I could have had a day. I could have been exhausted. But when I tell you right before we get on the show, it's like Popeye eating his spinach, and I get some supernatural strength come upon me, and I just give God praise. So what are you thankful for? What is it that God is calling you to? It's time for you to walk that thing out. It's time for you to live out the life he's calling you to here in this earth realm. No more existing. That's one of the things that the Lord said from the very beginning. He said, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living a life that I've called them to. So no longer will you hide in the shadows. No longer will you exist and just say, you know what, oh, woe is me. No. Giving up is not an option. And oh, woe is me is not your portion. It's not your story. It's time for you to live out this great life that God has called you to. The Jazz House Foundation will be hosting the annual Open Heart campaign. It's coming up. It's going to be a little later this year. It's actually December the 22nd. It's going to be from 11:30 to 4:30 at Kingdom Works at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, Conyers, Georgia, 300. And that will be for families and children, families that have children that need help with their Christmas. So you can go out to jasminehousefoundation.org. You can also look on my personal Facebook page or the On Friday Inspired Network page and find out more about it. If you have other events that are coming up, we do have very inexpensive plans to talk about events as well as sponsorship. Our sponsorship is only $25 for the full month. Thank you to the Jasmine House Foundation. Thank you so much for AFO Graphics. They have their special coming up, holiday photos. They're doing a professional photo shoot, 30-minute photo session with 5x7 photo cards, including 20 cards or envelopes, and that is $75. We have Unique Expression by Design, bring you all kind of beautiful accessories and things of that nature, uniqueexpressionbydesign.com, and www.inspiredjewels4u.com. Get your $5 paparazzi jewelry. If you go out on Amazon, you have our books available. My books, like Kim spoke about, On Friday Inspired, the book is actually out there. It's available in paperback and audio CD. We also have the children's book, which is called A Learning Book Just for Me. And A Learning Book Just for Me teaches children foundational English and Spanish with a music CD. And then we have the original version. It's actually a manual written by my apostle, Apostle Zoe Leggett. And the original version, you'll actually take that, you'll take it bite by bite. The books are available on, the e-book is available on smashwords.com. But you can actually go to a Zoe Life Ministries on Facebook, and you can inbox to get a physical copy, or you can email azoelifeministries@gmail.com and get a physical copy if you like a physical copy. Otherwise, Smashwords do have the e-book, but this is definitely something you want to take bite by bite and take you some notes, because I'm telling you, it will bring you back to understanding the original intent for the purpose of the plan for your life here in the earth. This is last call for if you want to share. 929-477-2178. Press option 1. We'll bring you live, and you will be able to share what you're thankful for. But I thank each person that has shared tonight to share. God is so faithful, and I thank God for you. And blessings upon each and every one of you that have been able to listen. And maybe you had noise in the background and couldn't share. Or you were a little bashful, but we give God praise. And remember, regardless of what you're seeing in your current situation, God is still faithful and you have so much to be thankful for. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We'll be back same time, same place next week, and we have a special guest coming up next week, and we're talking about a heart to give. So we're going to be bringing Miss Ramonda Moore on the line with us next week, Ramonda Moore Brown, and Rodell Lewis coming up December 11th. So we've got some great, great guests coming up as well. So y'all look for us, continue to pray for us, keep us lifted. We will be back 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you guys and have a blessed and prosperous week. And happy Thanksgiving to you.